Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Good morning! Welcome to the Jen and Tim Show on Cleveland Star 102. It is Monday morning. It is September 22nd. Monday after a Browns win. Can I say that? 608 Gen 2, good morning to
first
you.
First time this season, very exciting. Good morning to you, Tim Richards. Happy first day of fall.
This was just on Friday.
Rosie's in Lakewood. Hey, Rosie, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Good. Do you think the Browns are going to win this weekend?
I'm hoping so.
What is that laughter? Get the mic picked that up, producer Stevie.
Sorry.
Remember that? That was just a couple of days ago.
Yeah, it was.
Just a couple of days ago. And somehow they got that win.
That was amazing. My husband, Nate, was going in. I happened to walk in the house when it was just the end of the game. Because, you know, it's not like I'm sitting here watching the whole game. He's like, you're not going to believe this. The Browns are going to win. And immediately I thought, oh, my gosh. I thought of you because it's a big day for you as well.
Yes.
And that was really quite something.
Stevie will be shaving me in studio. The Browns beard will be going shortly after 8 o'clock.
Did you tell Stevie she's shaving you?
I did not.
I don't know that will go over well.
Browns beard will be done. They have won. And yeah, the game was so blah during the game. I went to the mall with Izzy and came back. I looked for something else to do because she was bored. I was bored. The game was happening. Nothing. Our defense was keeping them down. Our offense couldn't do anything. It was just 3-0, 10-0. Okay, whatever. Left and came back. I said, well, we're going to watch the rest of this game. Of course, it's a close game. Anything can happen. They won.
They won the game.
Can't believe it. So that's amazing. So we'll certainly get into that. Browns beard has to go bye-bye. We'll get to Stevie on the socials coming up. Maybe today will be the day for this too. He's dead. He's a guy. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. Who is he? No one knows. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. Maybe you wanted to shave me. I didn't even ask.
You're right across from me.
I'm so sorry. It was rude.
That's really nice of you to ask. I'm going to pass on that, but thanks for asking. Thank you so much. let's get to dead guy in an envelope instead. One guess a day. He's dead. He's a guy. He's in an envelope.
So is that a no for now or like a no period?
No, it's like a no period. Okay. I think like maybe that's just like a personal thing for you.
Okay. That might be, yeah. The hygiene issues, maybe.
Right.
There's like somebody. All right. Who's going to kick off this week with guesses? Star 102, good morning.
Good morning.
Go Browns!
I'm waiting for the bark.
You waiting for Tim's bark?
Yes.
I'm so excited. I cannot believe they won that game. So we have that. We're excited about that. We're going to get to your guest for Dead Guy in an Envelope. And then, you know, we're having our little coffee chats in the morning, which I love. You know, do we like ice? Do we like it? You know, where do we go? Coffee fail next.
Oh, no.
Tried it over the weekend. One of the suggestions I just didn't love. But we want to get to your guest for Dead Guy in an Envelope.
Okay. How about Howard Cosell?
It's not Howard Cosell.
Not Howard Cosell. a coffee. I mean, I appreciate the thought. I just don't think it hit. That's next on Star 102. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It's the Jen and Tim Show. We had several DMs, specifically on Instagram. Jen and Tim Show asking about this, not really a collab, this combination of flavors, specifically a Dunkin'. This has turned into almost coffee chat the last, I don't know, 3, 4, 5 days of the Jen and Tim Show. I mentioned early in the morning, I'm either stopping at McDonald's, Dunkin', or Starbucks. That's just the trifecta on the way in. I try to hit it at 5 a.m. and hit it on the way in. I'm just not K-cup guy. The only reason I'm not is I just haven't found one that I liked. I'm perfectly honest with that. You have one that you like, and
I do.
You roll
yeah,
with it.
Right.
I've tried the Green Mountain, the Red Fields, the Orange Plains, like whatever they're called.
I didn't even know there were Red Fields and Orange Plains.
I
would like to clarify, I do not drink a K-cup in the morning. It is a pre-brewed pot. Because I don't have the time to deal with a K-cup.
Okay, so pre-brewed. But you have a home blend
I
of
do.
Some sort.
It is a Dunkin'. I like the Dunkin' blend.
Okay, so you like the Dunkin' blend.
I do.
Okay, so those of us that stop out and about, we have our... It started because I'm so basic, and I get either a black coffee with cream and sugar or whatever, and I don't like to be that guy. I like to, I want to do something a little different. Like, you know, do something with the coffee.
Zhuzh it up a little bit.
Yeah. And I do like a warm coffee in the morning just because, you know, we're talking so much with our job. I do like that. A little later in the day, I like to go iced. That's just me. So that's how this kind of came about. So I do like the butter pecan. I tried Stevie talked about the fusion of the butter pecan and the pumpkin, which was sweet. But I'm a huge fan of the sweetness. I do like the sweetness a lot. And that was too sweet. You took a sip of that.
I took a sip of that. It was a little too sweet for me.
Yeah,
like
which is fine.
It was good, but I wouldn't drink it.
So then over the weekend, and it was another suggestion. We had a phone call, and then also producer Stevie talked about this specifically at Dunkin'. Once again, this can be anywhere, but it was the butter pecan, and it was the unsweetened blueberry.
Oh, it was butter. Why do you think it was pumpkin and blueberry? Okay, so you take butter pecan and you add an unsweetened splash or.
I did 50. I did half and half. I should have asked if that should have been the ratio.
Okay.
I just made the suggestions half and half.
And?
Not getting it again.
No.
I did not like it that much. I didn't finish it.
That's pretty bad for you to not finish it.
Yeah.
Because I feel like you're the guy that even if you're like mid on it, you will still finish it because you feel like you have to.
Yeah.
Wow.
That was just me.
Didn't sound good to me either. Now, if you brought it in, I'd take a sip, but I don't know that I would order it.
Yeah, it didn't hit for me. I don't know why. Maybe it just wasn't sweet enough because it was unsweetened blueberry. I mean, I don't know. And it could just be me. Once again, if you want to try it, try it. Doesn't mean it's not good. Anybody else have their, morning specialty that you get that we could try that you want to throw out there? Combination? Is it just, I don't know. Let us know. Maybe it's something from Get-Go. I don't care where it's from. I was told I should have gone iced and a latte, butter pecan, and blueberry.
Do you think it would have made a difference?
Star 102, Cleveland's feel good favorites. I don't know. No. I don't
feel like the flavor's the flavor.
I know.
But
I don't know.
I mean, who knows?
Maybe I'll try it. I don't know. Let's
see. You're not going to. You're just being polite. Maybe I'll try it. You said you didn't finish the first one. You think you will go get a full other iced?
If I have free points, I might. My radar is Apple Crisp on the 14th of October. So I have that. But if anybody else has their drinks or they've tried them themselves and they have their specialty that they're willing to share for us, I'm all about trying it.
And you and I both love the Apple Crisp randomly. You like the hot. I like the iced. I think you and I should flip-flop this year and try the opposite. I've never tried the hot version. You've never tried the ice, correct? The ice is so good, though.
They're just so expensive.
Oh, yeah.
For a trial and error.
I mean,
they're $6.25 for a coffee.
I know.
It's just so tough to try something unless you have the points or the rewards. I mean, $6.25 for a coffee for a grande.
Maybe we try them when we're together so that we can each just sip the opposite one and then switch back.
See, I'm into that. You can cut it down to
So you're just spending your $6.25.
Okay, I can be into that.
And then it's like a shared experience.
Yeah, I can be into that.
Okay.
Oh, there you go. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It is the Jen and Tim Show. Coming up next, we have Stevie the Shaver.
No. What?
Aren't you going to shave my Browns beard for me? I had a DM from our buddy Brian's in Darsick, a personal DM. Rainbow Baby. Say, hey, what time is that beard getting shaved? It says Stevie's on at 8:05.
Yeah, those are two separate things. Your beard getting shaved and me doing it are not the same. That was
Is that a no?
Info.
Is that a gentle no? Is that a maybe?
What if I cut your face?
That's fair. Imagine I bleed all over the board.
That is gross. Second of all, I love that that's your concern. Mm-hmm. Like, you're kind of like, well, I could, but I might cut you.
I'm not trained in this, yep. In beard shaving.
Okay.
It seems like an HR issue.
Might be, yeah, on my own.
You need license.
Right.
There's probably
all sorts of paperwork and things that we need to do prior to that.
That feels fair, Stevie.
That's actually, okay, so it'll just be, it's producer Stevie, not Stevie the Shaver. What's Stevie on the socials?
Yeah, it's definitely not.
Yeah, I don't know if I love that name.
Okay. Stevie the Shaver.
It seems like a bad wrestler from like WWF. Back in like 25 years ago, like battled Hulk Hogan or something. It was just like the person that got beat up by like the more glamorous wrestler. And now over here is Stevie the Shaver just came out there. And what happened when Stevie the Shaver would body slam somebody? You would just like spray shaving cream all over him and then just leave the ring.
Very elaborate.
You really, really went all in on that. That's great. I like it. I like it.
All right. So it's producer Stevie with Stevie on the social. Stevie the Shaver does not exist. All right.
Thank you. Yes. Yeah, so there is a dad of two on TikTok that regularly shares the surprising texts he gets from his kids. They're age 17 and 21. He shares his videos and they go viral, and he said he thinks it's because parents like knowing they're not alone and other ones get the one-worded responses from their teens, or they're also being asked the craziest questions.
I don't have any idea what you're talking about. That is next.
From trending topics to TikTok treasures, she's got the scoop. It's time for Stevie on the socials with the Jen and Tim Show on Star 102.
Texting may be teens' preferred method of communication with their parents, but you never know what they might send. You might send them a heartfelt I love you message, and they'll send you back nothing short but just K. And other times they may ask questions so odd it leaves you concerned. So there is a man in Maine. He is a dad of two. His name's Chip Layton. And he regularly posts to his TikTok followers the messages he gets from his kids to see if other people can relate. Their ages are 17 and 21, so it ranges from, you know, like teenage things, high school things, to like, you know, starting off in college with questions that wonder, just they have him wonder, so he shares to see if other people can relate. So he posted a video saying, quote, "Teenagers are just funny without even trying," and then proved his point with messages like, "How did you know it was someone's birthday before social media?" I have two games next week, both in the same place called TBD. The one asks, "Will bourbon chicken get me drunk?" This person was looking for colleges, and she said, "Yeah, this school is a no. They only serve Pepsi products." It's a big deal. I mean, you're on campus. You have the meal pass. If you're a Coke person or a Pepsi person, it could sway you.
Wow.
It's a big deal, Jen. I remember looking. I'm like Pepsi more than Coke.
No,
so I don't
kidding.
Know.
Oh, all right.
Because like each school has
their own. Okay.
They said, "Do you ever like space out and then realize you're the one driving?"
that is so terrible.
This one I thought was really good. "I got scheduled for an 8-hour shift. Is that even legal?" This one is, "If the school nurse calls, just go with my story." And the last, "You can come to my swim meet, but don't cheer. Just sit there."
Oh, my God. Now, that I was going to say most of these are too old for my kids because they're 13 and 11.
You'll get
but
there.
But I was going to say, I could see, like, the last one, I feel like we're really...
You're starting in that.
Yeah, we're in that level.
When they're,
of
like,
life.
Younger, they love it. Like, yes, right. You're there. And then as they get older, they're like, okay, you can come. I want you to watch, but don't make noise.
Yeah, like, calm down. Like, don't make yourself known. Right. Yeah.
Can anybody, parents, can you add to this? DM us. I am sure you can add to this. Jen and Tim Show, Star 102 on all the socials. Star 102, Cleveland's feel good favorites. This is the Jen and Tim Show. You can always reach out to Jen and Tim Show and also Star 102 on all the socials.
That's what Mike did. Sent us a message on our Jen and Tim Show Facebook page. We were talking about funny messages your kids will send. He says, "My daughter's in marching band at college and they were in a parade on Saturday. I got this text. He must hate us. We were the only ones in full unis. It was hot. Now my uni smells like sweat. I think they will dry clean them again, or should I go with Febreze?" How dare them put them in full uniforms in a parade?
I can't wait for my 10-year-old to get a phone. These are the messages that'll be hitting, like, "Daddy, it was hot. I don't know why you let me wear whatever it was." I'm like, I literally told you. Yesterday.
Yes.
Tyler was on the football team, played for Menor, and he was like the field goal kicker for JV, and he told us all the time not to go to games. He would text us all the time.
Why?
Because he was just like, "You don't have to go."
Like, well, he doesn't want you to see him?
I don't know why. You don't have to go. And, like, the game was in Medina or something. I'm like, we're going to go watch you kick. We're going to watch you.
Of course.
Why? It's like, what do you mean, why? Because you're on the team. You're kicking the field. Like, well, we would go. You don't have to. Why would you go? I mean, what do you mean? Why would we go? We want to see you kick the field, like kick extra points.
Of course.
You're on the team. I mean, anybody knows that plays any of these sports, whether it's football or swimming or basketball. I mean, it is a commitment. You're waking up early. You're going to school. It's a big deal.
Yes.
Who knows how many years you're going to play? It doesn't matter if you're a star player or not. You're the parent. You're the step parent. You're going to the game.
I love the when I say I love you and they say thanks.
Oh, it's
thanks.
The best.
It's like, you think of like when you're a teenager and you tell someone you love them, or like, you know, when you're in a relationship and someone says, I love you, and the other person doesn't say it back. It's like that.
Except you have to keep them.
Thanks. Right. Like, oh, all right.
You can take the hint when you're dating, okay, and they don't say it back. Like, oh, I can go the other direction. Right. This one is a keeper. Got to keep the kids. Got to keep the kids.
Okay, Tim, this one's for you. It's Fat Bear Week and brackets.
Oh, Fat Tim reference.
No,
you
fat
start with
bear.
The word fat, it goes to Tim.
No, Fat Bear Week.
Do you remember when somebody said that they saw me at Kirtland?
No, listen, I don't know if you remember this.
Fat boy?
They do this every year. Brackets are out today. What do you need to know and how can you vote on your favorite fat bear?
Oh.
That's in 60 seconds.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Avon is at 67 degrees. That's our star city. These are the three things you need to know today. Browns pulled it off yesterday, rallying from 10 down in the fourth quarter. They beat Green Bay 13-10. Rookie kicker Andre Schmidt made a 55-yard field goal at the buzzer. First win of the season for the Browns. My throat hurts. Up next, we head to Detroit to play the Lions. Swifties, get ready. Taylor Swift. Yes! Woo! Taylor Swift coming back to the big screen. Her new film, Taylor Swift, The Official Release Party of a Showgirl, will be in theaters October 3rd, same day her album comes out. 90-minute event. There will be behind-the-scenes footage, lyric videos, and the debut of her music video from her first single, The Fate of Ophelia. This week is Fat Bear Week, if you're not familiar. It's an annual competition where you can vote online for your favorite Alaska brown bears as they prepare to hibernate for the winter. Single elimination tournament, and you're supposed to vote for the bear you feel best exemplifies fatness and success in brown bears. Because when they're fat, that's a good thing. Only one will be crowned Fat Bear Week champion. This year's competition is expected to be bigger than ever as they had an extraordinary salmon season. So we're talking really fat bears. The brackets are out today. So have you ever injured yourself in a dumb way? Because this happened to me over the weekend. And I want to tell you where I was, because here's how I knew it was bad. So sometimes you wake up and you're sore and you're like, oh, wait, what happened? My elbow hurts. My leg hurt. Whatever.
My schneck. When you pulled the schneck. I remember that.
And listen, we're deep diving into schneck because this involved schneck and more. This is a schneck and more situation. But you know it's bad when you are participating in the activity and the schneck starts to hurt during the activity.
Oh, no.
It's not like the post wake up and you're like, what'd I do? Oh, it was that yesterday. I hurt my schneck. No, no, no. I was participating in the activity and all of a sudden I'm about 30 minutes in and I'm like, I already know this is not good tomorrow because there's a tweak and a twinge and a soreness. Like, how does it get sore while you're participating in the activity? And we're talking neck, shoulder, arm region. So I don't know what, I don't know if that's schneck deluxe. Well, we got to get into it, but I got to tell you what I was doing. Yeah, schneck plus. It's schneck plus. And, this was Saturday night, and I am still feeling it. If you notice, when I'm turning left and right,
you're really not.
It's yeah,
very robotic.
Little robotic. So I want to share my story with you.
Okay.
I thought I was getting really into this activity, and I'm sure you have done this before too. And I thought I was doing really well right up until Schneck Plus.
How'd you hurt yourself? It's Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites.
I went to Top Golf. I went to Top Golf on Saturday night with my kids and my husband, the four of us. What a lovely time. The brand new Avon one. I didn't even realize we were there.
Oh, it's open.
It was the second day it was open. I didn't even realize it. It was like earlier that morning, I made us a reservation for the evening. It was like kind of a special thing for the kids, something they did at school. So we wanted to go and they love that. And we went to Top Golf. I have been there a handful of times. I have never golfed on a golf course. I've played putt-putt. That's about it. And I love Top Golf. I think it is so much fun to hit the balls. I am not great at it, but I'm better at it than I expect every time. So we go to Top Golf. And if you've ever been there, you take turns. Like each person goes up to the tee and you get 5 shots. And then it goes to the next person. There's big screens. It's very involved. There's targets. It's awesome. And I always end up getting points. I'm like, this is really cool. Clearly, I'm meant to be a golfer. My husband, a very good golfer. Excellent golfer. My kids, excellent golfer. They're smacking the balls. They're going all the way out. Like, I don't know. What color are the targets real far away? You've done Top Golf before.
It's been a minute. I mean, not know.
But like, they're so good. So I'm like,
a couple hundred yards, whatever it is. Yeah, I don't know.
I feel like I have to do well. So I'm trying to, you know, I'm hitting the ball. My husband, he was like, I don't know, golf team guy in high school. Like he's a big golfer. His family, they're golf people. He's telling me, you know, you got to keep your left arm straight and then keep your head down and then swing your body and don't move your hips or move your hips.
Is there a video of this? I care more about this than the injury right now.
But here's the thing though. I was like into it, right? Because he's giving me all these pointers and it turns out. Every time before I hit the ball, I'm thinking like so hard on like how to control my body. I'm like, okay, so, you know, don't turn your head, but twist your shoulders and then keep your hips here and then put your feet this far apart and hold the club this way. And I am like really putting forth effort. So we're like in the second round and I swing the golf club again. I'm like, oh, that's not good. All of a sudden I realized my shoulders, my schneck, my straight left arm, because that's the one you got to keep the one arm straight. And I don't even understand how are you supposed to keep your arm straight and swing it all the way back like that? It's so awkward, but I'm trying so hard. And in the midst of Top Golf, I'm realizing I've injured myself already. And we're just like, just got there. Like when you get sore in the activity and not afterwards, you know it's bad. So here I am, 48 hours later. And I can barely turn my neck, like my head, left or right. So apparently, golf is a very strenuous sport.
So when you started feeling the twinge, the pain, however you would describe it, in the schneck and neck and back and arms.
Right.
You pushed through for the remainder of the time.
Heck yeah,
I did.
Of
course you did. You paid for it. It's the time.
Of course
you're trying
I
did. To win. You're trying to learn. You push through.
And I enjoy it. Like,
of course.
It's really fun. And when you do like hit the ball, and maybe this sounds stupid to other people because they've golfed their whole lives. I have not. But when you actually like make contact with the ball like the right way and you do position your body like the right way and smack it that far, it is so cool.
It is.
You
can feel
it.
Like you almost don't feel it. It's like, you know, and the ball goes and you're good to go.
And then I'm striving for that the whole time. But again, it wasn't like one twinge of like, oh, I tweaked my neck. It was like my whole body was sore immediately. Like the way you feel after you exercise the next day, it was happening in the moment. So I thought, wow, this is a really dumb way to hurt. Like, I should have. Clearly, you need to golf stretch.
All right. Jen admitted it. It's your turn. Dumb way that you've hurt yourself. Dumb ways you've hurt yourself. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites.
Turns out Top Golf is dangerous. Be careful.
The ice or heat? Did you do anything?
I haven't done either. I just keep thinking I need to book a massage somewhere. It's like so sore and twingy. Shoulders, arms, schneck, all of it.
I have two. I remember when my niece and my nephew were little and Nintendo Wii was massive. And it was the Nintendo Wii bowling.
Oh,
and
it was so fun.
We probably played, and I am not kidding, I bet it had to have been 30 to 40 games of Nintendo Wii bowling. And I came in the next day into the Jen and Tim show and, you know, running the board, just literally pushing the buttons in the microphone. I could barely lift my arm trying to turn on our microphone buttons. I was almost like, Jen, I think I need you to run the board. I can't even lift my arm to try to run this, to run the board. I was like, what happened? I thought my right arm was longer than my left one. It hurt so much because I hadn't used a muscle. And the second time, if you remember, and I probably really should have gone to the doctor for this and I never did. You remember my Achilles? When I played kickball,
and it popped or something.
Something probably happened, and I never went to get it looked at. But it took me probably 25 minutes to walk from Prospect, which is legitimately a block away.
Yes,
through the Halley Building parking lot all the way through here because I went to kick it. You know, I'm trying to be dead and kick it as far as I can. Whatever. And I kicked it and. Something went wrong.
What's astonishing about this is you just told me two stories, and I thought I knew which story you were going to tell, and you didn't even tell the one I thought of when you like rode the mini bike into your garage door. Didn't you hear yourself that way too?
Tyler will never.
My stepson Tyler. There are more stories that you have
that I love to death. Will never. He will still send me TikToks. Like, this is the motorcycle you should ride because this is safer. Yes, he and his dad, they love to ride, like, you know, motorcycles and dirt bikes and things like that. And he was excited to show me this dirt bike. And he brought it in our driveway, and it's facing the garage, and I'm probably 8 feet away from the garage. He's like, oh, you should try to ride this thing. Oh, I was like, okay, no big deal. I'll get on the bike. So I'm thinking to myself that it's just like this little bike that I can lift and turn down the driveway, and I'll just go down the driveway. Well, little do I know, as I go to lift this thing, and it's way heavier than I thought. I hit the throttle. I'm on the bike. Bam! Right into the garage door.
Yeah.
The dent is still there on the bottom left. I hit my shin. I'm bleeding. The bike's on top of me.
Yeah.
And the dent's still every single time we'll see a motorcycle or something. And Tyler would be like, if you could get on that, should I bring a bike back over? No, I can't.
You know, and you
I'm
know
not
what I
meant
say
to be
that?
On two wheels other than.
Good like, for Tyler for having that live on because yeah. I still remember when you did that. I have a couple others in my head. We don't have time.
He sent me a TikTok the other day, this guy flying down the highway. He's like, that guy went about as fast as you did into the garage. I'm like, Ty, that was years ago. Leave me alone. He loves sending me.
So you never got injured at Top Golf then?
No, Top Golf was fine.
Yeah.
Like I haven't golfed for a while, but I do
enjoy
it. Turns
out you need to stretch before
you're
that.
Good.
Okay.
Oh, I love that we just rattled off three of mine in 90 seconds.
Sorry. It's so funny that I knew another one.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Browns won yesterday. Can you believe it?
Yeah, that's what I'm calling. I have to call and apologize because I was on Facebook yesterday. I had a picture of your beard, and I said you were going to look like Rip Van Winkle before this was over.
I probably liked it and agreed with it. Who would have thought that they beat the Green Bay Packers? They came back. Last 5 minutes of the game was awesome. They happened to win. So then, I don't know, 3 minutes away, Stevie's going to shave me.
Quit saying that.
That's going to be worthwhile. You're going to put that on Facebook?
Yeah, I got to. We got to shave. I got to like get rid of the beard. We're going to do step by step, at least photos. I don't know if we're going to do the video, but we got to get rid of this beard. I mean, it's
Stevie.
Done.
Quit saying Stevie's shaving you. She's not.
Okay, well, she won't. But I got to get
you
rid
will.
Of it. Plus,
you
this thing's
it.
Itchy. It's time. All right. Also, this is probably a bad idea from the beginning. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel good favorites. This is Brown's beard. I really didn't think this through.
Are you relieved that it is? Being shaved earlier than we expected.
Yeah, it gets itchy. I don't know how. I think beards look cool, but I can never push through. Really, this was the 2 week point, 15 days now. And I know you can get beard oil and pull the neck up and things like that. I do admire that. Then I'm over it. So if it was to continue, it'd have been a little bit of an issue.
Yeah, when you get into the high level beard maintenance, you're over it. Yeah, all right.
Yep. You gonna do this or it's all me?
You know what? I'm gonna say this is all you.
Last chance to shave me, Stevie. Nothing.
Yeah,
she
that's enough.
Left the room.
She's not even. She's not acknowledging you.
All right, here we go.
Oh boy.
Gotta go. It's gotta go. Browns with the win. That means this Browns beard going.
Hold on. Oh, yeah.
Boy. Wow.
I'm feeling lighter already.
So smooth. So hairy. It's a lot.
All right.
Wait, I don't know if you can do this whole thing.
No, we're good.
It's a lot.
Hold on a second.
Feels lengthy.
Okay.
Are we shaving your whole face?
Yeah, my face is done. I just want to get some pictures.
Okay.
Okay. Here's my... All right, hold on. I'm done. Here's my question.
Mm-hmm.
Who's cleaning this up?
I'm going to go with Tim Richards.
I think so, too.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to need a song to do so.
Yeah. You feel good?
Feels stubbly. Feels better than it did. Go Browns! It's Star 102. Star 102. Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It's the Jen and Tim show. A fresh Tim. Johnny just DM'd us. That is a Victory Shave Monday.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
a good brand right there.
Victory
that's a good
Shave
call.
Monday.
Victory Shave Monday.
That's a great brand. I just hope you don't do this again.
It's
like a hairy mess, you know. You don't want to... I mean, you're not going to, like, decide to do that again, right, for the Browns.
I really thought that they were going to lose. I was looking at the schedule thinking to myself, is this gonna, how long is this going to go on? But there you go.
I thought it would be weeks and weeks and weeks. I really did. I'm surprised it ended after 2 weeks.
And there were Packers fans all over downtown. They were all over downtown yesterday, day before, staying over. So they went home to Wisconsin. Not very happy.
No.
Not very happy at all. All right. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
You like how I had to play two songs to clean up the hair?
Yeah.
What's the next beard I can grow, Jen?
How about, no, I think you're good.
Just do it.
Dead guy in an envelope beard. You grow your beard until we get a winner for dead guy in an envelope.
Oh, my gosh. Could you imagine that? All of a sudden, Tim's giving guesses.
Yeah. That guesses. Would really motivate you to get us a winner.
That's a great idea.
Thanks for listening to the Jen and Tim Show podcast.
Listen to new episodes daily on your Odyssey app.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.